I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on September 17th, 2019. After days of community unrest following leaking of internal MIT emails, Richard Stallman has resigned his position at MIT and from the board of the Free Software Foundation. Criticism of Stallman began after private emails concerning the Epstein child abuse scandal were leaked from within MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, where Stallman was listed as a visiting scientist. After several days of increasing community disquiet over Stallman's comments, events yesterday proved pivotal, with the Software Freedom Conservancy calling for Stallman to step down from any leadership role within the broader free software movement, and the executive director of the GNOME Foundation stating he believed if Stallman did not step down from the Free Software Foundation, formal ties between the organizations must be severed. Microsoft is back in the news with another open source release. After surprising attendees this weekend at the annual C++ Community Conference by announcing they're releasing their C++ standard library as open source. The code is already up on GitHub and provided under the Apache 2 license with an LLVM linking exception. For their part, Microsoft say they hope this move will help developers contribute to keeping the library compliant in the fast-moving world of C++ standards, and maybe provide some measure of payback to the developer community. In more conference news, yesterday at Oracle's Open World Conference in San Francisco, the company announced their new Install and Forget Autonomous Linux Distro. It promises to be a self-updating, self-optimizing distribution with superior uptime aimed at enterprise customers. Oracle also claimed that if used in combination with their cloud management services, customers should expect to see up to 50% total cost of ownership savings over 5 years when compared to on-prem or other cloud vendor solutions. As a fun demonstration, they've produced a Raspberry Pi supercomputer powered by over 1,000 Raspberry Pis running autonomous Linux. And finally today, some good news for CentOS users. Version 7.7 has been released, and a ship date for version 8 has been confirmed. You may recall that Red Hat Enterprise Linux version 8 was released in early May of this year, and there has been some growing unease in the community that the equivalent version of CentOS has yet to appear. Developers have explained that their primary focus was on bringing version 7.7 to market, as right now that's what most users are running in production. With that release out of the way, though, the project has committed to releasing version 8 next Tuesday, September 24th. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/7.